B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A 250-foot long wall of poop divides two properties in Lodi.
250?
It is a smelly fence that Wayne Lambarth says his farmer neighbor had built after a dispute. So this is one of these neighbor things.
We had a whole discussion about this.
He said normally they spread it on a field, but they decided to make a fence out of it.
A poop fence.
Lambarth's grandfather developed the farm 100 years ago, but the property was divided, and there was a dispute over the property line last year. It's where this stuff always starts.
I want to put up a poop fence.
And that's where when the manure appeared close to the house. So Jaden Schwartzel said it's just a pile of S over there. Lambarth has tenants living in his house who are forced to deal with the smelling of the cow poop every single day. He said it's like you can't leave the window open. The whole upstairs will smell like it. So that's according to their tenant, Coyne Gatto. Gatto and Schwartzel live in this home, and they have complained about the smell of the poop. When they asked, apparently... A publication asked about the poop wall. The neighbor who built it said, it's not a poop wall, it's a compost fence.
Oh, there's a distinction.
Yes. He was also told that his neighbor did not like the poop, to which he responded something inaudible about not liking the price of milk before he got back to work on his farm.
Price of milk. Price of milk.
What was that? While the poop is a disgusting nuisance, local officials said there's nothing they can do about
it. Not enough milk.
Because it's on the neighbor's property and there's...
Well, there you go.
They're just going to have to deal with it. Yep.
Poop. Milk.
A man is accused by police of threatening to blow up the Las Vegas airport and kill people because he was upset about paying extra money for a baggage fee.
Well, that's how you negotiate.
Let's hear the guy out here.
Listen, is it possible I could save the $25 additional if I was to blow up this entire airport?
52-year-old Andrew Greco was arrested on Friday and faces one count of making threats of terrorism. An arrest report says one day...
When did that become illegal?
One day prior, a ticket agent was welcoming passengers for a Frontier airline flight from Vegas to Reno when she noticed Greco had a bag that said that he said he was going to check in. She told him it would be $55... And the report said...
It is kind of ridiculous. It's 55 bucks.
The report said he blew up and used vulgar language and gave her the middle finger. The next day, Frontier Airlines started receiving multiple threatening calls to its customer service center. Referencing records of the call, the police report describes some of which the caller identified himself as Donald Hump and had an identical voice to Greco.
Wow.
And made similar complaints about the company and its luggage costs. The report says the caller made numerous racial slurs and insults to the workers at the call center, which is located in the Philippines, and said that he would go there and kill every single one of them.
Okay.
Police say that there
Well, thank you for calling, sir.
They were non-specific threats to McCarran Airport, and the caller claimed to have prior military experience, and would kill people in Las Vegas or blow up an aircraft.
For $55, sir?
Mm-hmm, yes. During an interview with the FBI, the report says that Greco told authorities he made calls to the center to try and get his money back and said he wanted to scare them into a response.
Listen, I only said that because I couldn't get my hands on enough poop.
So the FBI searched his hotel room and vehicle. They confiscated three phones, documents associated with Frontier Airlines, but authorities did not find anything else suspicious.
So this guy had three phones?
The airport, took several safety measures in response to the alleged threats, including using canines to help search areas of the airport, look for unattended bags, and increased patrols.
Never trust a dude with more than one phone.
He is due in court for a preliminary hearing, by the way. A gentleman scheduled to fly on a flight from China was detained when staff was alerted that he had been throwing coins wrapped in red paper into the plane's engine for good luck.
Oh.
We've heard of this before.
Is that something?
For some people, it's a superstition. They throw these coins.
Why not throw automobile transmissions?
To the engine. Fortunately...
That's insane.
Runway workers noticed coins on the tarmac under the plane's engine before it took off. The staff managed to recover all of the coins, but the flight had to be canceled due to safety concerns. All 148 passengers were forced to deboard and wait for another flight until the morning.
How the hell do you do that? Like, are you walking out on the tarmac?
Yeah,
maybe. Some places, maybe.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't there anyone watching?
Right.
Following the incident...
And why did they leave those big buckets of coins by the engine?
The man named Wang was detained by the police. This isn't the first time that someone threw coins at a plane's engine in China. Last year, a 28-year-old superstitious passenger threw coins at a plane's engine for good luck. He was ordered to pay a fine for his actions.
Now, I sometimes, just for luck, will throw dead geese into the engines, okay. Preston.
Right, right. I understand. A metal workshop took on a rather unusual challenge this year, and someone requested a custom-made penis to be made for their friend's birthday. This is in the UK. Steel fabricator Latham Steel Doors claimed the X-rated request was one of the strangest they've ever had land in their inbox. The brief was for a 7-foot-tall steel penis to be designed, manufactured and delivered to someone's house for their birthday, and it gave the warehouse workers a little bit of a laugh. Normally, inquiries such as this would be ignored, but this year has been difficult. And Latham decided to fulfill the order as they believe it would bring a smile to the warehouse staff who had to design and build it.
We can do a 5-foot penis.
And the customer who ordered it, of course. So the customer wrote down some specifications for the designer, which made the whole ordeal even more hilarious. They said that the order must be as follows: at least 7 feet tall, delivered outside the house surreptitiously to ensure maximum visibility and embarrassment, self-standing and thick enough to make it difficult to get rid of, welded to make it difficult to take apart, engraved with a happy birthday message, wrapped with enough polystyrene balls so that when you opened it, they would have to clean that up too, galvanized so that you could keep it in the garden if they wanted to keep it, and the staff at Latham Steel Doors fulfilled the prank order perfectly by delivering an enormous metal penis made from 4 large sheets of steel.
We're looking at it. It's a work of art.
It's excellent.
Did they mention a price?
No, they didn't.
I assume that's fairly expensive, right?
It was all wrapped up in black bags, but still clearly shaped like a Johnson, and was dropped off in front of the recipient's house. However, while the buyer was thrilled with the bigger-than-life penis, it seems that their birthday boy wanted to flog it. The 7-foot penis statue was spotted on Facebook Marketplace just a day later with a hefty price tag of around $200. So if you want it, you can buy it.
It's not that bad.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A bathroom bomber planted explosive device in a portable toilet.
Oh, boy.
On Sunday night. Yeah, nobody was hurt, but numerous residents reported hearing the blast just after 9:30 p.m. One woman... One woman said that the sound was so loud it ended up muffled on her security camera. Police and firefighters responded where they found the remnants of the toilet and pieces of a bomb near a construction site. Officers combed through the area further but found no other explosive devices. As of Monday morning,
they were finding pieces of corn 10 miles away.
There are no suspects in the incident. Passengers leave things behind on trains all the time. Conductors frequently find umbrellas, phones, laptops, stuff like that. But Thursday's haul on a train from Penn Station to Port Washington was one for the record books. Inside the bag was left behind. Long Island Railroad conductor Jonathan Yellowday found a jewelry portfolio containing 36 precious diamond ring settings valued at over $100,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he said it almost didn't seem real. I thought, this can't be what it seems. But he's been on the job for 8 years. He thought he had seen it all, but this blew him away. The diamonds belong to a passenger who works at a jeweler who did not want to be identified but did want to share the story in his eternal gratitude for the honest conductor. He said, I started searching the house. I thought I brought it home. I started retracing my steps, and I remembered I'd left it on the train. As it turns out, Yellowday had already returned to the police at Penn Station, and there they arranged for the jeweler to pick up his precious belongings on Friday. He thanked everyone who helped bring back the diamonds.
Thank you.
And he even promised to craft a piece for the conductor to wear to express his gratitude. So he's going to give him a little reward for that. Animal rescuers for the Conservancy of Southwest Florida say volunteers responded to help a pickup truck driver after he told them he'd seen an owl fly out in front of his vehicle on the road, but didn't discover it inside the front grill of his vehicle until the end of his 300-mile journey. It was still alive.
Still alive?
Yeah, the
owl. Was it banged up or was it okay?
He was extracted and taken to a facility to be cared for, and despite some minor injuries, the bird's expected to make a full recovery. But he was jammed in that grill for 300 miles. So it's a miracle that he survived. And then one last story, and we will wrap it up. Let's go to this. Yeah, police say they responded to a car theft around 9 a.m. This is in Maine. They received a call from a woman who was watching a man sitting in his truck near her home before running up and down the road. Well, the man then stole the woman's Jeep Grand Cherokee, but then what he did is he started ramming it into his own truck just down the street.
What? Why?
So he was like hitting it and backing up and hitting it again.
Trying to get the hour out.
As state troopers began responding to the scene, the man then returned to the Jeep to the woman's house, and then he ran back towards his own truck. Troopers located the man who refused to exit his vehicle, so they broke a window and they were able to arrest him. He was identified as 34-year-old Tony Dubick of Westfield, Maine. And he was already on bail with one condition being that he not drive a vehicle until he was licensed to do so. Maybe he's just a really bad driver.
Probably not have him in behind a wheel.
Yep. And there you go. Your Bizarre File for now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.